Welcome once again, folks, to the Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Well, there's all kinds of things going on here. I'll tell you right now, somebody's going to be on carpet tomorrow, that's for sure. Tonight, we're going to talk about the media that you and I, the listeners and the people here who produce the Hour of the Time, are going to purchase, folks. And we are going to do that. It is absolutely necessary for us to take back this country. Since the media has been the main element, it appears to me, in its destruction, then it also appears to me that we need to get control of the media. The only way to do that in a capitalistic republic is to purchase the media. And that is exactly, ladies and gentlemen, what we are going to do. Phone there with someone during that opening musical score, who tells me that the high priest of the Church of Lucifer, Mr. Tom Valentine, the man who gives the grip of the Master Mason on the steps of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., to four different Kaji members during the course of the day, and who, with his Hegelian dialectic plan to subvert Project 93, yeah, I guess he has a good reason to be angry with me, doesn't he, folks? Paramount Communications Incorporated. Here's an overview. After a disappointing year, entertainment and publishing giant Paramount appears to be on the mend in 1992. The fortunes of Paramount Pictures, the company's film and TV production unit, have been buoyed by movie-making successes, including The Addams Family, Star Trek VI, and surprise hit Wayne's World. Notice that they're responsible for Star Trek, the movie. In addition to making movies, Paramount's entertainment division operates movie theaters and TV stations, produces and distributes TV programs and video cassettes, and owns Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks, basketball, the New York Rangers, hockey, and 50% of USA Network, a cable channel. Paramount's Simon & Schuster unit, the nation's largest educational publisher, note that, folks, is emphasizing higher margin educational and professional publishing at the expense of its more volatile trade book business, and is investing in computerization of its internal operations and its educational products. Citing unrealistic valuation levels, CEO Martin Davis has been cautious in expending Paramount's large cash hoard on a long-awaited major media acquisition. Paramount Communications was formerly Gulf and Western, was founded by Charles G. Bludhorn, an Austrian who had escaped the Nazi invasion of Austria and the London Blitz and arrived in the U.S. at age 16 in 1942. Bludhorn started his first job at $15 a week and then spent some time in the import-export business. In 1956, he bought Michigan Plating and Stamping, which made the rear bumper for the Studebaker, for about $1 million. 2 years later, he merged the company with Beard & Stone Electric, a Houston auto parts warehouse, with the idea of supplying replacement parts for the growing automobile industry. A year later, after buying an El Paso warehouse, the company adopted the name Gulf Western Industries. Many of you will remember Gulf Western. And you will also remember that Gulf Western produced quite a few motion pictures. By 1965, Gulf Western had 27 regional warehouses and had reached $182 million in sales. Within the next 3 years, the company acquired such companies as New Jersey Zinc, South Puerto Rico Sugar, E.W. Bliss Industrial Products, Consolidated Cigar, Universal American, that's industrial equipment, folks, Brown Company, Paper and Building Products, and Associates Investment, which is auto loans. And in 1966, Gulf Western bought struggling Paramount Pictures because Bludhorn saw an opportunity to turn it around. Paramount had started in 1912 when Adolf Zukor bought the U.S. rights to a French film starring Sarah Bernhardt. Zukor's company became Paramount Pictures after merging with a company formed by Jesse L. Lasky, Samuel Goldwyn, and Cecil B. DeMille. In the 1940s, the government forced Paramount to divest its theater holdings. All efforts to fight the emerging television industry failed to keep movie attendance from slipping in the 1950s. Gulf Western bought Simon & Schuster, which is a major publishing house, in 1975, and Madison Square Garden in 1977. Bludhorn died in 1983, and his successor, Martin Davis, sold every business except Associates Investment, Paramount, and Simon & Schuster. In 1984, the company bought publisher Prentiss Hall, another major publishing company. The company developed its motion picture, television, and home video production business in the 1980s. In 1989, it sold Associates Investment to Ford for $3.35 billion and changed its name to Paramount Communications. In the same year, the company made an unsuccessful $200 per share bid for Time. In 1991, Paramount bought 100% control of TV station operator TVX,
renamed Paramount Stations Group, and started a pay-per-view programming and distribution venture with Capital Cities ABC. Breaking with tradition, Paramount announced it would bypass networks and take its 1993 TV series, The Untouchables, and Deep Space Nine, a new Star Trek series, directly into the first-run syndication market. The stock exchange symbol in the New York Stock Exchange is PCI. Its fiscal year ends October the 31st. Chairman and CEO is Martin S. Davis, age 64, who is paid $950,000 a year to shovel crap in our faces. President and COO Stanley R. Jaffe, age 51, is paid $478,071 for a partial year. Chairman of Paramount Pictures is Brandon Tartikoff, age 43. Executive Vice President and CFO Ronald L. Nelson, age 39, is paid $475,000 a year. Assistant Vice President Human Resources is Diane Kinney. The auditors for Paramount Communications Incorporated is Ernst & Young. Their headquarters is 15 Columbus Circle, New York, New York, 10023-7780. Paramount operates worldwide, ladies and gentlemen, and maintains its principal facilities in the United States. It specializes in entertainment, publishing, and a few minor, not even worth talking about other ventures. But entertainment brings in $2,380 million a year, folks. Publishing brings in $1,515 million per year. Entertainment has Paramount Pictures, specializing in home video distribution, movie production and distribution, television programming and distribution, and USA Network. They own 50%. In the motion picture exhibition or distribution, they own Cinemerica, 50%, Cinema International Corporation, 49%, Famous Players, Canada, and TVN Entertainment, 37.5%. It's a direct satellite broadcast organization. United Cinemas International Multiplex, they own 49%. Paramount Stations Group consists of KRRT-TV in San Antonio, KXTA-TV in Dallas, KXTH-TV in Houston, WDCA-TV, Washington, D.C., WLFL-TV, Raleigh-Durham in Carolina, WTXF-TV in Philadelphia, Madison Square Garden, the Arena, the New York Knickerbockers Basketball Club, the New York Rangers Hockey Club, the SRO Pace Motorsports, and they own 65% of the Miss Universe pageant Auto Thrill shows. In publishing, they own Allen and Bacon, Computer Curriculum Corporation, Linden Press, Pocket Books, Poseidon Press, Prentice Hall, Q, Silver Burdett Gin, Simon & Schuster, and Zebra. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the companies that we are considering purchasing. Now, I'm going to tell you what we really have to consider more than anything else is how many shares can we purchase with our dollars. Today, Paramount Communications Incorporated closed on the New York Stock Exchange at $77 per share. They have 118 million shares outstanding. To be effective and control the policy and the output of any corporation, we must own a minimum of 10% of the outstanding stock. So, Paramount Pictures, ladies and gentlemen, or Paramount Communications, which owns Paramount Pictures, is within the realm of our doing. But there are more attractive considerations. I made a rule out Telecommunications Incorporated. Their stock closed today at 27.5, but they have 419 million outstanding shares, which we couldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, at least not at this time until our movement gets going. So that goes to the side and will not be considered at this time. Matsushita Electric, ladies and gentlemen, closed today at $138.5 per share. They have 210 million outstanding shares. It's a shame because this is just a little beyond our reach by our mathematical calculations. But some of the things that they own, I'm telling you right now, we should own. Music publishing, they own MCA and Universal Amphitheater. Book publishing, they own Grossup and Dunlap, Pedigree Books, G.P. Putnam's and Sons. Broadcasting, they own USA Network, they own 50% of USA Network. Film production and distribution, Cinema International, 49%, MCA TV, MCA Home Video, United International Pictures, 33%, Universal Pay Television, they own Universal Pictures, and much, much more. But it goes on the back burner. Viacom Incorporated, 56 1/8, that closed at today, 120 million shares outstanding, according to our CAGI report. And we have to put it on the back burner because it doesn't own enough, but it is in the media business. Capital Cities ABC, $572 per share at the close on the New York Exchange today. They only have 17 million shares outstanding. This will be targeted for a later date. General Electric Corporation, $96 at the close today. They have 864 million shares outstanding, is out of our reach. Westinghouse Electric Corporation, $13.50 at the close today. However, they have 339 million shares outstanding, is out of our reach. Champion International Corporation, 30.25, 93 million shares outstanding, is in our reach. And we will put this for consideration at a later date because this corporation controls much of the newsprint. In other words, the paper that newspapers are printed up on. Now, you can understand that when the establishment figures out what we are about, what we are doing, there will be efforts to deny us business. Unions may go on strike. Corporations that are owned by them, such as Champion International Corporation, may all of a sudden not have newsprint to furnish to our newspapers, if we have newspapers. But these are the serious considerations here, ladies and gentlemen. CBS Incorporated. CBS Incorporated closed today on the New York Stock Exchange at $272.58 per share, with 13 million outstanding shares. 13 million outstanding shares, which means all we would need is 1,300,000 Americans to buy one share at $272.58, if it stays at $272.58, and we would own 10% of CBS Incorporated. When the rest of America found out what we were doing, I can guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, they would jump on the bandwagon, and we could possibly own much, much more, maybe even as much as 20-30% of CBS Incorporated. When you own that much stock, ladies and gentlemen, even 10%, you have a big say in what the company does. In many instances, you can control the company simply by obtaining the proxy votes of the other stockholders who may think just like we do, but don't understand what kind of power they have. Here's one you will all be interested in. The Washington Post Company. Closed today on the New York Stock Exchange at $223.38, with 12 million shares outstanding. 1,200,000 Americans purchasing one share of stock of the Washington Post Company could garner us 10% of the stock of the Washington Post Company. And folks, just think, if we bought two shares apiece, we would cut the number needed in half. I hope you follow me. The Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen, owns the following. The Gazette newspapers in Maryland, the Herald in Everett, Washington, the Washington Post National Weekly Edition. They own Newsweek, Newsweek Hankook Pan in Korea, Newsweek International, Newsweek Nihon Ban in Japan. They own WDIV, 4 in Detroit, WFSB 3 in Hartford, Connecticut, WJXT 4 in Jacksonville, Florida, WPLG 10 in Miami, Florida. Other businesses and holdings are American Personal Communications, Wireless Telephone Technology, Bear Island Paper, which furnishes newsprint, Bear Island Timberlands, which furnishes the trees for the newsprint, Bowater Mersey Paper, 49%, which is newsprint, Cowles Media Company, International Herald Tribune, Legislate Incorporated, which is an online database, the Los Angeles Times Washington Post News Service Incorporated, they own 50%, Post Newsweek Cable, and Stanley H. Kaplan Educational Centers. Ladies and gentlemen, this we will keep for serious consideration. Next on our agenda is Turner Broadcasting System. Extremely attractive for all of us. It's well within our reach. Closed today on the New York Stock Exchange at $25.78 per share with 176 million shares outstanding. Now, don't let the 176 million shares scare you at $25.78 per share. There's no one in this country who really loves and cares about this country who could not afford to buy 8 shares at that price. Nobody. You may not be able to do it today, but you could certainly do it in a month simply by setting aside some money, or 2 months. We're going to do this, ladies and gentlemen, and no one is going to stop us. There will not be a NAFTA rally when we go to protest the Fed. Turner Broadcasting System owns the following. Goodwill Games, which is an international multi-sport event, which most of you sports fans have heard about. TBS Superstation, TNT, TNT Latin America, Turner Publishing Incorporated, Cable News Network, which you all know as CNN, also CNN International, also CNN Headline News. These are all separate companies under Turner Broadcasting System Incorporated. TPNI, which is out of home markets, airport channel, and checkout channel, they own 56%. They own Hanna-Barbera Library, 50%, Home Video MGM, and pre-1950 Warner Brothers Films. They do licensing to commercial television, pay television, HBO, and Showtime licensing. Turner Entertainment Company Film Library, which has been colorizing a lot of the old classics. World Championship Wrestling Incorporated is owned 80% by Turner Broadcasting System. They own the Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Hawks baseball, Sports South Network. They own in real estate CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia, Omni Coliseum in Atlanta, Georgia, Omni Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of our major considerations. And right now, because of the world coverage of CNN, may be our final choice. But we're going to discuss it, and you're going to be in on the decision, folks. This is no organization like you've ever seen before. It's going to be a grassroots movement. And every single penny that you put in for stock is going to go for stock. And you are going to get the certificates issued in your own name because you are going to make all the transactions yourself. I don't want one single penny from anyone. We're not going to spend any money in legal fees because those of you out there who are lawyers, you are going to donate your services to help us do this. You may not understand how all this is going to come together yet, folks, but believe me, we're going to do this. Gannett Company Incorporated. Gannett is the largest newspaper group in the United States, headquartered in Arlington, Virginia. Gannett owns and operates 81 daily and more than 50 non-daily newspapers, with average daily circulation topping 1.8 million. The company's USA Today is second only to the Wall Street Journal. So we're talking about a major, major corporation here in the media. Gannett owns the following. the Cincinnati Inquirer, the Courier Journal, Louisville, Kentucky, the Des Moines Register, the Detroit News, the Tennessean, Nashville, Tennessee, USA Today, which is in every newsstand in every city in this country. They own 10 television stations in 9 states and the District of Columbia. They own 8 FM radio stations and 7 AM radio stations in 5 states. They own Gannett Direct Marketing Services, Incorporated, Gannett News Service, Gannett Offset, Gannett Outdoor Billboards, Gannett Telemarketing, Incorporated, Gannett Transit, Transit Shelter Advertising, Gannett USA Today Sports Center, Radio and Online Information, Lewis Harris and Associates International Incorporated Opinion Research, Mediacom Incorporated, Canadian Billboards, and, ladies and gentlemen, they closed on the New York Stock Exchange today at $48.38 per share with 144 million shares outstanding. Next is the Walt Disney Company. None of you ever even thought of old Walt, did you? Did you know that Walt worked very carefully with the intelligence communities? Did you know that old Walt was a Freemason, a Knights Templar? Did you know that? How many of you have been to Disneyland since you listened to the series on Mystery Babylon on this show and recognized the symbology of the Luciferian Brotherhood throughout Disneyland? I wonder how many of you have done that. You should, you know. How many of you have really, really looked at his cartoons and his movies carefully? I can just see you there, sitting looking at each other with a puzzled look on your face. Walt Disney Company owns the following. Disney Development Company, which is real estate, Disneyland, Euro Disney, Hotel Queen Mary, the Spruce Goose. I think the Spruce Goose has been sold since this report has been done. Tokyo Disneyland, royalty interest only. Walt Disney Imagineering, which is attraction design. Walt Disney World, Disney MGM Studios theme park. Epcot Center, Magic Kingdom, resorts, hotels, and Disney Village Marketplace. Buena Vista International, which is a film company. The Disney Channel, Hollywood Pictures, KCAL-TV, Los Angeles, Touchstone Pictures, Touchstone Television. They named it Touchstone when they started doing movies that had to have a PG or a higher rating simply because they thought that it would degrade the Disney image. And most people don't know this. Walt Disney Home Video, Walt Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Television, Childcraft Catalog, Discover Magazine, Disney Stores, Hollywood Records, Hyperion Press, Mickey's Kitchen, Walt Disney Publications, and Walt Disney Records. Closed today at $39.50 per share, 130 million shares outstanding. The next for our consideration, and this is beginning to get very attractive, the Tribune Company. $52.38 per share at the close, 65 million shares outstanding. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. They own the Tribune Newspaper Company. Knight Ritter Tribune Information Services, 50% ownership. They own the Chicago Tribune, Daily Press, and the Times Herald at Newport News, the Orlando Sentinel, Peninsula Times Tribune in Palo Alto, California, Sun Sentinel, Fort Lauderdale, Times Advocate, Escondido, the California, Temecula, Tribune Media Services, Tribune Properties. They own the Tribune Broadcasting Company, and Tribune Radio has KCTC in Sacramento, KYMX in Sacramento, KGN Chicago, WQCD New York. Tribune Television has KTLA Los Angeles, that's a biggie, KWGN Denver, WGN Chicago, another biggie, WGNO New Orleans, WGNX Atlanta, WPIX New York. Some of those I don't know how big they are, but the ones I do know, I have so indicated. They own the Chicago Cubs baseball team, Grant Tribune Productions, which is TV programming at 50%, Tribune Entertainment Company, which is TV programming 100%, They own the Quebec and Ontario Paper Company Limited, and they close today at 52 3/8 per share at 65 million shares outstanding. It gets better as we go, folks. I'm going from the worst to the best. Dow Jones and Company. Why Dow Jones and Company? Because its flagship publication, the Wall Street Journal, is the country's largest newspaper with 1.9 million circulation, 2 million worldwide. 2 million worldwide. Closed today on the New York Stock Exchange at $36 per share, 101 million shares outstanding. Now let's see what they own. They own AP Dow Jones, Capital Market Report, Dow Jones Broadcast Services, Dow Jones News Service, Broadtape, Dow Jones News Retrieval, Dow Phone, Dow Vision, Journal Fax, Journal Finder, Journal Phone, Professional Investor Report, Telerate, The Trading Service, American Demographics Magazine, Asian Wall Street Journal, Barron's, Far Eastern Economic Review, National Business Employment Weekly, The Wall Street Journal, The Wall Street Journal Europe. Major subsidiaries and affiliates are America Economia, 50%. Expansion. FF Saucy, which is newsprint, they own 40%. Federal Filings Incorporated, FX Development Group Incorporated, Global Transaction Services, Group Expansion, SA, 11.2% in France, Handelsblatt Dow Jones, joint venture in Germany, Mediatex Communications Corporation, minority interest, Texas Monthly Magazine, Nation Publishing Group, a minority interest in Thailand, Ottaway Newspapers Incorporated, which is 23 daily community papers, Press Enterprise Company, which is a minority interest in Riverside, California. You'll see, though, that it gets better. Next is the Times Mirror Company. You guys thought I was talking about the San Jose swap meet paper, didn't you, when you heard me last night? You see, I think big, and I do big, and that's why I'm here today when everybody told me I couldn't even do this. We can do whatever we want to do, whatever we determine we are going to do, whatever we are willing to do, folks. The Times Mirror Company closed today at $29.08 per share, 129 million shares outstanding, well within our reach. They own the Advocate newspaper in Stamford, Connecticut, the Baltimore Sun newspapers, Greenwich Times, the Hartford Courant, the L.A. Times Syndicate, the L.A. Times Washington Post News Service, the Los Angeles Times, the Morning Call, Allentown, Pennsylvania, New York Newsday, Newsday, La Opinion, Spanish language newspaper, they own 50%, and that's in Southern California. The following magazines, Field & Stream, Golf Magazine, Government Executive, Home Mechanics, National Journal, Outdoor Life, Popular Science, Saltwater Sportsman, Ski Magazine, Skiing Magazine, The Sporting News, Yachting. For book publishing, they own CRC Press, which is science books, Harry N. Abrams, Art, Jefferson Sanderson, Aeronautical, Matthew Bender & Company, Legal, Accounting, and Other Professional, Mosby Yearbook, Medical, Richard D. Irwin, Business Books. TV and Cable, they own Community Cable Vision in Irvine, California, 20%. Dimension Cable Services, KDFW-TV Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBC-TV Austin, KTBI-TV St. Louis, WVTM-TV Birmingham. Professional Training, Cassett Incorporated, Learning International Incorporated, and Zinger Miller Incorporated. Well within our reach. The next is Time Warner Incorporated. Gets even better, folks. Even better. Don't you just love it? $41.38 per share. Let me say that again so nobody's confused. $41.38 per share with 93 million shares outstanding. Well within our reach. Listen to this. They own in programming, major magazines, Entertainment Weekly, Fortune Magazine, Life Magazine, Money Magazine, People Magazine, Southern Living Magazine, Sports Illustrated, and Time Magazine. In the film and entertainment, they own DC Comics Incorporated, who recently killed Superman, Lorimar Telepictures, Warner Brothers Incorporated, Warner Brothers International Theaters, Warner Home Video Incorporated. Music, they own Atlantic Recording Corporation, Columbia House Company, 50%, Warner Brothers Records, Warner Electra Atlantic. In cable systems, they own American Television and Communications, 82%, Warner Cable Communications. In books, Book of the Month Club, Little Brown and Company, Time Life Books, Warner Books. In programming, they own HBO, Home Box Office, which includes Cinemax, CTV, which is 50%, Comedy Network, other interests, and they own Atari Corporation, 25%, Six Flags Corporation. They own 19.1% of Turner Broadcasting. In other words, if we purchased Time Warner Incorporated, we would own 19.1% of Turner Broadcasting Systems, CNN. You see how these corporations interlock, folks? Whittle Communications, 37.5% they own. Well within our reach. Don't believe it? Sit down with a calculator and do some simple calculations. We had 1,700,000 signatures to deliver to Congress in Washington, D.C. on September the 29th. And D.V. Kidd did that in only 8 months' time. 8 months, that's all. Next one, Knight Ridder Incorporated. Closed today at $52.25 per share with only 54 million shares outstanding. Remember, all we need to begin with is 10%, and we can purchase more at a later time. That gives us tremendous power in the decision-making processes in whatever corporation we purchase. Knight Ridder Incorporated, ladies and gentlemen, owns the Charlotte Observer, the Detroit Free Press, the Miami Herald, the Philadelphia Daily News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, St. Paul Pioneer Press, San Jose Mercury News. They own the Fort Wayne Newspapers Incorporated, which is a whole lot of newspapers. It's a newspaper chain. They own 55% of that chain. Newspapers First. They own 33.3% of the advertising and sales. They own the Seattle Times Company, 49.5% voting interest. They own Electric Publishing Group, Dialogue, which is a business chemical patent and general information databases. They own VU Text, a full-text newspaper database, Knight Ridder Financial, Future Center, Commodity and Information, Money Center, Real-Time Financial News and Quotes, Trade Center, Commodity, Equity, and Money Market Price Database, Transport Group, Journal of Commerce, Transportation and Trade Newspaper. They own Pondere Newsprint Company, SCI Cable Partners, in a joint venture with Liberty Media, SCI Holdings Incorporated, Southeast Paper Manufacturing Company, TKR Cable Company, in 50% ownership. Are you beginning to understand, folks? And it gets better. It gets better. Much, much better. New York Times Company. Oh, I can see people reeling in their chairs. The New York Times? Are you kidding me? No, folks, I'm not. Closed today on the New York Stock Exchange at $25.58 per share, and there are only 78 million outstanding shares. Doesn't this make your mouth water? Don't you wish you were listening to Tom Valentine? Yeah, he'll help you. He'll tell you who's bringing this about, and he'll help you. They own, let me see here, magazines. They own Child Magazine, Cruising World, Decorating and Remodeling, Family Circle, Golf Digest, Golf Illustrated Weekly, Golf Shop Operations, Golf World Industry News, McCall's, Sailing World, Snow Country, Tennis, and Tennis Buyer's Guide. You might say, well, what are we going to do with all of those things? Folks, there's lots we can do with them. We wouldn't have to keep the same content. Did you know that? But I would suggest that we do and include a couple of pages of news besides sports for the people who never read anything but sports. Did you ever think of that? Well, I did. They own the following newspapers: International Herald Tribune. They own 50% of that. They own the New York Times. They own 24 other daily newspapers and 8 non-daily newspapers. In broadcasting, they own KFSM-TV Fort Smith, Arkansas, WHNT-TV in Huntsville, Alabama, WNEP-TV in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, WQAD-TV, Moline, Illinois, WQXR-AM-FM in New York, WREG-TV in Memphis, Tennessee. They own the New York Times Index, New York Times News Service, Special Features, which is a supplemental news and graphics for different papers around the country. They own Times Facts. They own Enforest Products, Donahue Mail Bay Incorporated, Guess Specia Pulp and Paper Company Limited, Northern South Carolina Paper Corporation, and they closed today, as I said, at $25.58 per share, 78 million shares outstanding. And it gets better. King World Productions Incorporated. They own Arts and Entertainment Review. They own Candid Camera. They own Inside Edition, Jeopardy, the Oprah Winfrey Show, that paradigm of liberal socialist thought. And it's not because she's black, folks. And I give you Phil Donahue as an example. They also own Wheel of Fortune, the mindless game that captures millions every night that it's shown. In their program library, they have film series Charlie Chan, East Side Kids, Mr. Moto, Sherlock Holmes. TV series they've branded, The Guns of Will Sonnet, The Little Rascals, and Topper. They own the Buffalo Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, which also owns WIVB-TV. They own Camelot Entertainment Sales Incorporated and King World International, which is foreign distribution. And they closed at 40 3/8 per share with only 38 million shares outstanding. Now, don't get caught up in the content that I read you. Don't sit there and say, why would we buy that if they got the Oprah Winfrey Show? If you can't figure out that, folks, turn off your radio now and go to bed. We would buy it to change it. To change it, to put something better in its place. New Line Cinema Corporation closed today at $21.78 per share, 12.7 million shares outstanding. Make your mouth water? Isn't this fun? Not even going to read you what they own, because we've got better stuff here. Carmike Cinemas Incorporated, ladies and gentlemen. They own, in fact, they have a monopoly in 2/3 of its markets. Carmike has 1,570 screens in 25 states, mainly in the South and Midwest. Isn't that something? Isn't this amazing? And here's one that you never dreamed that I would bring into the picture. And this may be the most promising of all, and this may be where we should start. Elvis Weds Marilyn. Bigfoot was the best man. Now, some might call that yellow journalism, folks, but to the Inquirer and Star Group, it means readers. Focusing on celebrity news, BS, human interest, and outright lies, National Inquirer and Star are the second and third biggest single copy sellers among weekly periodicals, after TV Guide. Did you know that? TV Guide is the biggest selling weekly periodical in this country. And after TV Guide comes the National Inquirer and the Star, respectively. And after that, folks, is the weekly World News. The group's average weekly circulation, including Soap Opera Magazine and Weekly World News, is 7.6 million. The group's distribution arm, Distribution Services Incorporated, controls over 40% of the supermarket racks in North America and provides marketing services to magazines, publishers. Majority owners, Boston Ventures and McFadden Holdings, control 53.6% of the group's stock. But don't worry about that, folks. Remember, in America, everything is for sale. In 1952, Generoso Pope Jr., a longtime CIA operative, bought the weekly New York Evening Inquirer. He changed the paper to tabloid format, added unusual news items, and gave it a more national focus, renaming it National Enquirer in 1957. After Pope's death in 1988, Boston Ventures and McFadden Holdings acquired the company in 1989, and in 1990 purchased the Star from Rupert Murdoch. The group focused on efficiency by reducing staff, cutting TV advertising, and lowering page counts. It also raised the prices of the Enquirer and Star. Pricing could prove key to the group's growth since consumers have shown little resistance to price increases. Now, folks, what's attractive about this? Well, let me tell you. They own the National Enquirer, Soap Opera Magazine, The Star, which is another publication just like the National Enquirer, and the Weekly World News. They own 40% control of all of the supermarket racks in North America, which means they control what goes on those racks, and they control what is set on the front of those racks that people are most likely to see first and purchase. That is important, very important. And it closed today on the New York Stock Exchange at $17.78 per share, with only 41.8 million shares outstanding. Now, you might say, Bill, why in the world would we want the National Enquirer full of flying saucer stories and Elvis weds Marilyn, Bigfoot best man, etc., etc., woman gives birth to Martian baby? Simple, folks, like I told you before, it doesn't have to stay that way. Whoever owns it can change it. But I would venture to say that to continue to have the coverage that it has and speak to the average everyday person who never reads anything else but this kind of stuff, you could substitute all these lies and Elvis weds Marilyn and Bigfoots and aliens and everything else with the truth and still capture those people with a sensational front page like they're used to. That's just a thought. Doesn't mean we have to do it. But these are ideas, folks. These are ideas. Now, we're going to discuss these ideas. I've decided not to have a guest on from South Africa on Monday night simply because I want to get this rolling. So over the weekend, I want you to think about the things that I told you. I want you to check the stock quotes in your Sunday newspaper. I want you to go talk to your local broker and ask them which of these that we've talked about looks particularly enticing for an investor. And just sort of learn a few things on your own preparatory to Monday night's show, because Monday night is going to be open phones and we're going to talk about this. And sometime next week, we are going to select our first target. We're going to concentrate first on one and only one corporation. And within 1 year, we are going to own controlling interest in that corporation. I hope you understand. And I hope that you care enough about this country to want to participate in this. Again, no one's going to get a penny of your money. You are going to purchase your own stock. You are going to have it issued to you in certificates with your name on it. Why? Because I'm telling you to. That's why. The same reason you don't buy gold and have somebody else store it for you. You take possession always. That way you know that you own it. All we want you to do is sign a proxy slip giving us the voting rights to your stock. If we don't do this, our vote will be fractured and we will not have control. Now, if anybody objects to that and you don't want to do it, you better let me know now, because I don't want to put my heart and soul into making this work. I don't want to build the organization and follow it through and make it work only to see a bunch of idiots squabbling over who is going to hold the vote. If that's going to happen, I want to know about it right now in the beginning, because I don't want any part of anything like that. I don't want another Project 93 with Tom Valentine at the microphone. And if that's the way it's going to be, all of you tell me now so that we can nip it right in the bud and go about our business. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is the best idea that has ever come along. I'm happy that I thought of it. However, I want it to be all of us together who do this, who take the credit for it, and makes it work. Remember, the hour of the times here to wake the sheeple, empower the people, and that's what this is all about, and try and save freedom for not just this country, but, ladies and gentlemen, for the world. That is so, so important to all of us, especially the listeners to the hour of the time. And for those of you who keep calling and wondering why I can't make amends with Tom Valentine or Bobo Gritz, stop trying. I do not sup with the enemy. I know who these people are. I have conveyed that to you. If you don't want to believe it, that's fine. Remember what I've always told you. Listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe no one. Believe no one unless you can verify it for yourself. Got about time for two calls, folks, if you'd like to call and discuss what you've heard tonight. I've given you an awful lot of information, a lot to think about. I know a lot of you are out there scratching your heads who never dreamed that this was possible. And you might ask yourself, how is it with our educational system, our opportunities, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the people who invented capitalism, who formed the first republic ever formed in the world, don't know how it works? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Terry calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
I'm in for 10 shares to start.
All right.
But I'll tell you what, I'm going to be your bad conscience again.
That's okay. Sometimes I need a conscience.
Don't get your hopes too high. You know your audience.
Well, I don't have to get my hopes too high on this. You see, I know most Americans want to own something that they never could own before, and they want to really... this is different than a march on Washington. This is something they can hold in their hands. This is something they can really do.
Yeah, but you're talking to a lot of people that keep their money under a mattress.
Well, you may be right about that, but I'll tell you what.
As
soon as the New World
Order...
They
want their name on lists.
Yeah. As soon as the New World Order comes into being, they're going to find out they've always been on the list, and their mattress is going to go in a big pile that's called a bonfire.
That's right. Now, we know that.
Yeah.
I know that there's a list somewhere that has every transaction, medical, otherwise, whatever.
Absolutely.
I was probably 10 years old, and I'm 40. And so I know that.
That's right.
And I'm willing to chip in my share, and I'm talking to your listeners now. You know, you get a good stock around $25 a share, you can get people to jump in for 10 shares to start.
That's right.
But I don't know if you're going to get the numbers to control anything. And,
oh, yeah.
And I hope I'm wrong, but...
Sure we will.
If we
could get 1,700,000 signatures in an 8-month period of time for a march on Washington that was not covered by one single newspaper, paper, television, or radio station, aside from those on shortwave, we can do this. I know we can.
Yeah, talk is cheap, though, and how many came? How many actually came?
Well, not many came, but we had the signatures.
Well, that's like having the vouchers and not having the cash.
It's like I said, they don't have to march anywhere to do this.
Yeah. Well, I hear you, and I'm with you. I really am. I just, you know, you tried some good ideas. You're a good idea, man. Boy, I wish that you had the right person behind you to do the other work. But I don't know who that person is.
Well,
good idea.
We may have that person. Carolyn Nelson has come and asked me if she can be my special assistant. And I have said yes, Carolyn, and we have purchased a bed for her, and we have a place for her to live.
Super.
And so Carolyn Nelson, who has...
What kind of background does she have?
Oh, she has a wonderful background. She's been going around this country by herself, handing out copies of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and informing people about the New World Order, all alone, woman in her 60s, traveling alone in a car.
Well, self-motivation is the most important thing.
That's right, trying to affect change.
And life experience, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, we're about out of time. And she retired from a very good position in the medical field, so she's going to help us in that manner also.
Well, come on, you all. Let's give it a whirl.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, take it easy.
Folks, we don't have time for any more calls, but here's what we decided on the 68th Convocation of the Rose Cross order for those who want to purchase a copy. Anybody who orders one and sends us $15, we will send you a copy of the entire book. The copying price is high because we live out in the country. Later, we have contacted a printer that if we order enough copies of things in advance, we can get the price down to as low as 2 or 3 cents a copy. And if we order 5,000 copies of something, we can get it down to a penny a copy according to the literature this guy sent. But right now, we haven't made those arrangements yet. So if you want a copy of the 68th Convocation of the Rose Cross, order the entire book that was featured in our Mystery Babylon series that, by the way, was the most requested tape that we've ever done. And that book, so many people have called and asked how they could get a copy, and we've sent them out looking for it. And we've even been accused of making up what we said was in the book. So now you can get the book and see for yourself. $15 post-paid. Don't send any extra for postage. It's included in the $15. We'll send it right out to you, folks. Good night, and God bless you all. And don't forget your homework assignment on these corporations.